Then let's read all together the last two verses. John 14, 23 and 24. Jesus
answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me."
What's my first point this morning? Number one, God's will. Come on. Number one,
God's will.
Number two,
Satan's will.
Number three,
God's
word. Number four, our choice. Okay, let's do this again. Oh, if you don't get that, you don't get the message. Number one,
God's will.
Number two,
Satan's will.
Number three,
God's word.
Number four,
our choice.
And number five, write these down. You have to take these home. Then you'll know this message. In five phrases, the whole message is, the fifth phrase is, where's your pen? Don't you have a pen? Write it down. Amen. The word of God. This, the fifth point is the Father's blessing. I like this point. Listen, if anyone loves me. Oh, do you love the Lord? Oh, wow. Brothers, do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Sisters, do you love the Lord?
Amen.
If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Ah. Will you keep the Lord's word? Do you love the Lord? Huh? That's weak. Yes? You don't do that on the ball field. Do you love the Lord?
Yes.
Yes. Will you keep his word?
Yes.
See? Good. Amen. That's what I like. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Listen. 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 The next part is the crucial thing. My Father will love him. There's no love greater than the love of God. Oh, the love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. Ah, it goes beyond the forest star and reaches to the deepest hell. The love of God. My Father will love him. Do you want to be loved? Do you feel unloved sometimes? I did when I was growing up. Because of my Father's love was expressed in wanting me to be a proper human being. I didn't understand that when I was young. So I felt he doesn't love me. Actually, he loved me very much. Sacrificed so much. So I would be a proper person. And so I would be brought into the way of the Lord. But I felt not loved. Sometimes you feel not loved. But no other love can match the Father's love. Oh, if we love him and keep his word, the Father will love us. Listen, listen. Then look at the next phrase. This is it. We will come to him and make an abode with him. For those who love the Lord and keep his word, the Father not only loves us, but the Father in the Son by the Spirit come and abide with us, make an abode with us. This is a man of God. The mutual abode of divinity and humanity. This is God living in us and us living in God. Till I am wholly lost in thee. This is the experience of that hymn writer. I got God, now I want to be lost in him. Sweet will of God. To bring God into me and to bring me into God and to make God and me one for all eternity.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Such
persons become the material for the building of the house of God and the consummating of the New Jerusalem. That's what it's all about. That's what the church is. The church is the mutual dwelling place of God and man. God abides in us, and we abide in God, and then we're built up together in a corporate way, not just for our personal, individual experience, but in a corporate way. We're built up together, and one day the New Jerusalem comes. out of this mingling of the triune God with the tripartite man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
We like to keep your word.
Amen.
We want you to come to us and make your abode with us.
Amen.
And this word, the Lord tells us, is not his word. It's the Father's word.
Amen.
It's the Father. If you didn't memorize these two verses this weekend, you must memorize them today on the way home. Memorize them. This is the Father's blessing. The Father's blessing